Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman by Ram Goldhar and today Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Zayin, the second parak Ein Ma'amidin. The Zichu Masechta Avodah Zarah program has been dedicated Lezecha Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem Alav Hashalom and Lezecha Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin Alav Hashalom. May the neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, in a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda says that a Yisrael may circumcise a Kusi, but a Kusi may not circumcise a Yisrael because they circumcise for the sake of their idol on Har Gerizim, which is invalid. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Where do we find in the Torah that Mila must be performed for its own sake, meaning for the mitzvah? Rather, a Kusi can circumcise a Yisrael. Rav Chis explains that Rabbi Yehuda requires a mila to be formed l'shma because he darshans l'Hashem himo for Hashem to be circumcised. Rav Yossi darshans a double phrase himo yimo to validate mila regardless of one's intent. In another brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says that mila performed by an idolater is invalid because the pasuk says v'ata esbrisi tishmor and you shall guard my covenant you and your offspring after you. Rav also says this source, but Rabbi Yochanan says the source says himol yimol, circumcised, he shall be circumcised, teaching that only those who are themselves circumcised may perform a milah. The Gemara eventually says that the difference is if a woman may circumcise. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Mitzrapin mehem ripui mamun, we may be healed by them, a monetary healing, avol ripui nefashos, but not healing of the nefesh. This cannot mean to distinguish between non-life-threatening conditions and life-threatening conditions, because Rav Yehuda said, afil ribda dekusilta l'mitasina minayu, even for the puncture from bloodletting, which is only painful, we're not treated by them. Rather, the permitted ripui mamun refers to healing one's animal, and the prohibited ripui nefashos refers to healing oneself. Mar Ukva says that if a pagan doctor told a Jew, samponi yafalo, samponi ralo, such a potion is beneficial to him, or such a potion is harmful to him, it is permitted to take his advice. The Gentile suspects that the Jew, who is declining treatment but only asking advice, will ask someone else and is merely testing his truthfulness. At the end of the daf, Rabbi Yochanan permits being treated by pagan doctors for conditions which are not life-threatening. And point number three, Rabbi Yochanan said, Safak chai, safak meis, a patient who may live and may die if he's not treated, may not receive treatment from a pagan doctor because it's likely the doctor will kill him. Vadai meis, but if he'll definitely die if left untreated, misrapi mehen, we may be healed by them. The Gemara asks, Ha'ika chai shah, but there is short-term life that he risks by receiving the doctor's treatment. It answers, L'chai shah, l'chai shinan. We are unconcerned about short-term life, we're risking it facilitates possible long-term recovery. This can be demonstrated from the Mitzrayim, who reasoned that if they would enter the besieged city, they would die of starvation. So they went to the besieging army camp who might let them live, although this risked being killed sooner. This principle is challenged from a brisa, which prohibits being healed by a mean, even someone with only a chai shah. Ben Dama was once bitten by a snake, and his uncle Rabbi Shmuel prohibited him from being healed by a mean. Ben Dama died while attempting to prove that the Torah that it was permitted, and Rabbi Shmuel declared him fortunate for dying in purity without transgressing the sage's words. The Gemara answers, Shani Minus Demashka. Heresy is different because it draws one after it. All healing of a mean is prohibited because of the risk of being drawn after them. So once again, the three points are number one. In a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda says that a Yisrael may circumcise a Kusi, but a Kusi may not circumcise a Yisrael because they circumcise for the sake of their idol on Har Gerizim, which is invalid. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Where do we find in the Torah that mila must be performed for its own sake, meaning for the mitzvah? Rather, a kusi can circumcise a Yisrael. Rav Chis explains that Rabbi Yehuda requires a mila to be formed l'shma because he darshans l'Hashem himo for Hashem to be circumcised. Rabbi Yossi darshans a double phrase himo yimo to validate mila regardless of one's intent. In another brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says that mila performed by an idolater is invalid because the pasuk says, "Vata esbrisi tishmor, and you shall guard my covenant, you and your offspring after you." Rav also says this source, but Rabbi Yochanan says the source says himol yimol, circumcised, he shall be circumcised, teaching that only those who are themselves circumcised may perform a mila. The Gemara eventually says that the difference is if a woman may circumcise. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Mitzrapin mehem ripui mamun, we may be healed by them, a monetary healing, avol ripui nefashos, but not healing of the nefesh. This cannot mean to distinguish between non-life-threatening conditions and life-threatening conditions, because Rav Yehuda said, afil ribda dekusilta l'mitasina minayu, even for the puncture from bloodletting, which is only painful, we're not treated by them. Rather, the permitted ripui mamun refers to healing one's animal, and the prohibited ripui nefashos refers to healing oneself. Mar Ukva says that if a pagan doctor told a Jew, samponi yafalo, samponi rawo, such a potion is beneficial to him, or such a potion is harmful to him, it is permitted to take his advice. The Gentile suspects that the Jew, who is declining treatment but only asking advice, while someone else and is merely testing his truthfulness. At the end of the daf, Rabbi Yochanan permits being treated by pagan doctors for conditions which are not life-threatening. And point number three, Rabbi Yochanan said, Safak chai, safak meis, a patient who may live and may die if he's not treated, may not receive treatment from a pagan doctor because it's likely the doctor will kill him. Vadai meis, but if he'll definitely die if left untreated, misrapim mehen, we may be healed by them. The Gemara asks, ha'ika chai sha, but there is short-term life that he risks by receiving the doctor's treatment. It answers, L'chai Shah, L'chai Shinan. We are unconcerned about short-term life. We're risking it facilitates possible long-term recovery. This can be demonstrated from the Mitzrayim, who reasoned that if they would enter the besieged city, they would die of starvation. So they went to the besieging army camp who might let them live, although this risked being killed sooner. This principle is challenged from a brisa, which prohibits being healed by a mean, even someone with only a chai shah. Ben Dama was once bitten by a snake, and his uncle Rabbi Shmuel prohibited him from being healed by a mean. Ben Dama died while attempting to prove that the Torah that it was permitted, and Rabbi Shmuel declared him fortunate for dying in purity without transgressing the sage's words. The Gemara answers, Shani Minus Demashka. Heresy is different because it draws one after it. All healing of a mean is prohibited because of the risk of being drawn after them. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Chav Zayin, and our standard Siman is a kazoo, which is a toy instrument children blow into that makes a buzzing sound. So here goes. The Kusi Moel, who tried unsuccessfully to get Jewish business by offering the parents free kazoos for their kids, noticed the pagan doctor next door was treating a sheep that belonged to a Jew that swallowed a kazoo. When he was asked to see a Jew who would definitely die if he wasn't treated immediately. So once again, in slow motion. The Kusi Mo, who tried unsuccessfully to get Jewish business by offering the parents free kazoos, that must be on Daf Chav Zayin. The Kusi Moel, who tried unsuccessfully to get Jewish business by offering the parents free kazoos for the kids, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda says that a Yisrael may circumcise a Kusi, but a Kusi may not circumcise a Yisrael because they circumcise for the sake of their idol and hard greasing, which is invalid. Yossi disagrees. Where do we find in the Torah that Mila must be performed Lishma? Rather, a Kusi can circumcise a Yisrael. So the Kusi Moel, who tried unsuccessfully to get Jewish business by offering the parents free kazoos for the kids, noticed the pagan doctor next door was treating a sheep that belonged to a Jew that swallowed a kazoo, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Misrapin mehem ripui mamun, we may be healed by them a monetary healing, avol ripui nefashos, but not healing of the nefesh. This cannot mean to distinguish between non-life-threatening conditions and life-threatening conditions, because Rav Yehuda said, even for the puncture from bloodletting, which is only painful, we're not treated by them. Rather, the permitted ripui mamun refers to healing one's animal, and the prohibited ripui nefashos refers to healing oneself. So, the Kusi Moel, who tried unsuccessfully to get Jewish business by offering the parents free kazoos for the kids, noticed the pagan doctor next door was treating a sheep that belonged to a Jew that swallowed a kazoo. When he was asked to see a Jew who would definitely die if he wasn't treated immediately. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Safak chai, safak meis, a patient who may live and may die if he's not treated, may not receive treatment from a pagan doctor because it's likely the doctor will kill him. Vada meis, but if he'll definitely die if left untreated, misrapim mehen, we may be healed by them. The Gemara asks, Ha'ika chai shah, but there is short-term life that he risks by receiving the doctor's treatment. It answers, L'chai shah, l'chai shin, we are unconcerned about short-term life. We're risking it facilitates possible long-term recovery. So once again, the Kusi Moel, who tried unsuccessfully to get Jewish business by offering the parents free kazoos for the kids, noticed the pagan next door was treating a sheep that belonged to a Jew that swallowed a kazoo. When he was asked to see a Jew who would definitely die if he wasn't treated immediately. All right, so now it's time for Four Blabach Hazara. Daf Chav Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Chav Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The Kugelach champion, Kugelach, that must be on Daf Chav Gimel. The Kugelach champion, who used some of his winnings to pay off an Akum who had imprisoned his wife over an unpaid loan. Which reminds us, a Mishnah states, Aisha shenechbesha bidei ovdei kochavim, a woman who was imprisoned in the hands of idolaters, aydei mamon muteres lebala. If it was because of money she owed them, she's permitted to her husband and we're not concerned she had relations with them. Because specifically when she was imprisoned for money, misyare mishum hefsid mamono, the goy is afraid to violate her because of the risk of losing his money. So the Kuluch champion used some of his winnings to pay off an Akum who had imprisoned his wife over an unpaid loan, flipped the red Kuluch shaped like a cow in the air to seal the deal to purchase a Parduma from a Nachri, which reminds us, in the Mishnah about Parduma, Rabbi Eliezer says, Ein nikachas min ovdei kochamim cannot be purchased from idolaters, but the chamim permit it. So the Kuluch champion used some of his winnings to pay off an Akum who had imprisoned his wife over an unpaid loan, flipped the red Kuluch shaped like a cow in the air to seal the deal to purchase a Parduma from a Nachri, but wasn't sure if the para has the status of Kadshe Mizbeach or Kadshe Bedek Abayis, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses, is a para Duma Kadshe Mizbeach or Kadshe Bedek Abayis. Daf Chavdod, so the Simmer Daf Chavdod is a Kad, a pitcher. So here goes. The idolater potter who refused to wake up his father sleeping on a pillow, shaped like a pitcher, that must more on Daf Chavdod, Kad. The idolater potter who refused to wake up his father sleeping on a pillow, shaped like a pitcher for a great business opportunity, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the mice of Dama ben Nasin, who refused to wake up his father even though it meant losing the opportunity to sell stones for the ephod at an exorbitant price. So the idolater potter who refused to wake up his father sleeping on a pillow, shaped like a pitcher for a great business opportunity, told the rabbis he looked forward to selling them cows instead of pitchers in the time of Mashiach, which reminds us, an Amor taught that Rabbi Eliezer disqualifies animals bought from idolaters to be used for any carbon. A rabbi replied to Rabbi Eliezer that the pasuk says that in the time of Mashiach, the flocks of Kedar, meaning idolaters, will be brought as karbanas. Rabbi Eliezer responded, Kulam gerim geruim hem lasid lavot, they all will be attempted converts in the future, and although they'll not be accepted as gerim, there will no longer be a concern for revia. So the idolater potter refused to wake up his father sleeping on a pillow, shaped like a pitcher for a great business opportunity, told the rabbis he looked forward to selling them cows instead of pitchers in the time of Mashiach, and proudly displayed his clay singing cow, pulling a pitcher, which reminds the pasuk says, Vishirena paros b'derech al derech Beis Shemesh. The cows walked on a straight path towards Beis Shemesh. Rameir said the word Vishirena teaches Shamushira, that the cows recited a song of praise to Kosh Baruch Hu. Rav explains, Sheyishu panem keneged Aron v'amushira, that they turned their faces toward the Aron and recited a song. The Gemara discusses which song they sung. Daf Chaf Hei, so the Simur Daf Chaf Hei is the 25th silver wedding anniversary. So here goes. When the husband saw that the 25th anniversary dinner, that must more on Daf Chaf Hei. When the husband saw that the 25th anniversary dinner he planned was significantly delayed because the sun miraculously stood still for an additional 48 hours, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Malchogas, how many hours the sun stood still for Yehoshua. So when the husband saw that the 25th anniversary dinner he planned was significantly delayed because the sun miraculously stood still for an additional 48 hours, he told his wife to wait and not go into Yichud with an Akum and his wife, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph taught that a woman may not be secluded with an Akum because they're suspect for Arias. The Gemara asks that Yichud is prohibited with any Jew, and even with numerous Jews if they're Prutzim, meaning promiscuous, as idolaters are. It answers that Yichud with an idolater is prohibited even by Ishto Imo, when his wife is with him. This Yichud is permitted with a Jew whose wife watches him and prevents him from sinning, but forbidden with an idolater whose wife does not prevent him from sinning, since she does the same. So when the husband saw that the 25th anniversary dinner he planned was significantly delayed because the sun miraculously stood still for an additional 48 hours, he told his wife to wait and not go into Yichud with an Akum and his wife, while he went back to work making sure the Akum traveling with him with a sword was on his right side, which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa that if Yisrael finds himself traveling on a road with an Akum, Tofel Yamino, he should keep the Akum on his right side, so if the idolater attempts to kill him, he can stop him with his right hand. Rabbi Yishmo Benoshel Rabbi Yochim Mbroka says that if the Akum has a sword, he should be kept to the Yisrael's right side, so the sword, which is sheathed on the Akum's left, will be near the Yisrael's hand. But if he has a staff held in his right hand, he should be kept to the Yisrael's left side. Daf Chavav, so the Simur Daf Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. As one soldier in the military coup, that must be on Daf Chavav. As one soldier in the military coup bursts into the delivery room to stop the idolater nurse from delivering a Jewish baby, which reminds us, more brings a machlokas whether an Obedes Kohavim can deliver or nurse a Jewish infant. So, as one soldier in the military coup burst into the delivery room to stop the idolater nurse from delivering a Jewish baby, another found a mumru who's at Ochel Nevela Hachis, who was lowered down in to a pit, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas if an Ochel Nevela Hachis is considered a mean regarding Meriden being permitted to lower down into a pit. So as one soldier in the military coup burst into the delivery room to stop the idolater nurse from delivering a Jewish baby, another found a mumru who's a nochel in the Beit HaHachis who was lowered down in to a pit and took away the ladder that was in it, telling the mumru that he needed it to help the soldier get down from the roof, which reminds us the Braisa taught that regarding minim and informers, that marin v'lamalin, we lower them and do not raise them up. So the Gemara asks, if we may even lower them into a pit to kill them, why does the Braisa need to mention that we do not raise them up? Rav Sheshes answers that if there was such a person already in the pit, and there was a ledge from which they could climb out, he should remove it with an excuse such as, so that my animals do not descend with this ledge into the pit. Ravina said that if there was a ladder by which they could climb out of the pit, he should take it away with an excuse such as, I need it now to lower my son from the roof. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf does the Gemara bring a machlokas regarding how many hours the sun stood still for Yehoshua? That's on daf Chafhei. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you discuss a Jew and a Gentile who jointly work for a field regarding the Shabbos work? That's on daf Chabez. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you discuss selling and renting properties to Ovdei Avodah Zorah in Syria? That's on daf Chafav. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss whether a kusi can perform mila? That's on daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 5. Which daf do Malchokas if an ochel nevela hachis is considered a mean regarding Meriden being permitted to lower him down into a pit? That's on daf Chavav. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you know that one can only use a pagan doctor for ripui mamon for healing one's animal? That's on daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss if Parah Duma is Kadshe Mizbech or Kadshe Bedek Abayis? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Yochanan says that one can use a pagan doctor if one will definitely die if left untreated? That's on daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that a woman should not have yichud with a goy even if his wife is with him? That's on daf Chav Hei. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we discuss how to protect oneself when traveling with an akum? That's on daf Chav Hei. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.